We go now to Iraq, where yesterday's raid on what the U.S. military says was a terrorist cell. Those killed were followers of the Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, and it was the most serious clash in months, a clash that could inflame the already volatile political situation there. NPR's Anne Garrels joined us from Baghdad. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
There appears to be a great deal of confusion about yesterday's raid. At first, it was called a raid on a mosque. The U.S. says otherwise. What can you tell us about that?
It is indeed extremely confusing and very loaded. First, U.S. officials say American special forces were there only in an advisory capacity. Iraqi police say dispute this. A U.S. military statement says Iraqi special forces targeted what is simply called an objective. However, police and eyewitnesses confirm the assault was on a Shiite Husseiniyah. That's a prayer hall amongst the Shiites. What is particularly curious is that the U.S. military will not say outright this was an assault on members of Muqtada al-Sadr's militia, only calling the targets insurgents and terrorists, words usually used for the Sunni-led violence. Privately, however, officials confirm they had tips. The Mehdi army was using the compound for interrogations and executions. The U.S. public statements merely say Iraqi special forces detained insurgents as well as weapons, including switches, electric switches, used to make deadly roadside bombs. The U.S. statement also says an Iraqi hostage who had been beaten was freed.
And we've lost Renee Montaigne. Anne Garrels, you still with us in Baghdad? Let's continue this conversation. Why do you think the U.S. is being so coy about this particular raid?
Steve, this is highly explosive. This raid implicates Sadr's militia in kidnappings, killings, torture, and roadside bombs. Sadr, long an outspoken opponent of the U.S. presence in Iraq, is now a potent political force here. He's a key part of the dominant Shiite coalition. U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad has been pressing Iraqi Shiite leaders to deal with the militias like the Mehdi army, which he blames for much of the sectarian violence that's exploded in the last month. Shiites, however, increasingly believe Khalilzad is taking sides against them, that he's blaming Shiites for everything, while Sunni armed groups, they say, have long been killing Shiites. And Shiites also accuse Khalilzad of trying to undermine the gains Shiites made in the elections by insisting that Sunnis get key positions in a new government. This is a big turnaround here in Iraq. Sunnis, who once saw the Americans as their foes, now see the Americans as their defenders, and the Shiites are increasingly suspicious of the Americans.
Mm. And Annie, we have to mention that this is just one of many acts of violence that have been reported in the last couple of days in Iraq. What else is happening?
Well, there was an attack today in Mosul on a joint Iraqi-American base attacking a suicide bomber, apparently attacking Iraqi recruits. As many as 30 may have been killed. And at least 12 more bodies have turned up in Baghdad, 9 with ropes around their necks. This is what we see every day, handcuffed, blinded, blindfolded. The attack yesterday we heard about with 30, well, it turns out they were all Shiites. There were only 18, but this is going to fuel the Shiite concerns that the U.S. is emphasizing only Sunni violence, not, Shiite violence against Shiites and not Sunnis against Shiites. And I think we're going to need to watch this growing Shiite bitterness in days to come.
Okay, thanks very much. Once again, that's NPR's Anne Garrels reporting today from Baghdad.